Hey, you. You were wondering why? I mean, to be fair, it wasn't the first time I noticed you, but when we painfully made eye contact, I knew I couldn't just stand in the corner all night. Because being the mature adult that I am, I wanted to keep hiding from you. Yeah, I hid. I've been here since before the party even started. I helped get things ready, but then I saw you walk in with Eric, and I ended up hiding in the pantry. Then I talked myself out of there, but I still tried to keep my distance. Yeah, until the eye contact. Part of me wondered if you were gonna walk over to me. No? Is that because... Why did you want me to make the first move? You wouldn't have upset me. I mean, you did make it kind of easy though to, you know, to walk over here. I mean, yes, you've basically been sitting on the couch all night, which seems fitting since I've been over there in the corner most of the night, watching and debating. I'm not entirely sure what convinced me over. Maybe it was an impulsive decision, or maybe Jamie insisted I came over here before she dragged my ass over herself. What? No, I'm not rambling. No, I'm not, because if I'm rambling, that implies I'm nervous, which I'm not. I'm not talking fast enough for that. I'm still rambling, yeah, I guess. I'm not nervous. Fine, what exactly do you want me to say? I'm terrified to be talking to you, that I hid in the fucking pantry because I was so scared of seeing you again for the first time in 2 weeks? Because that just sounds pathetic to me. It's not. You know, I thought that if I helped prepare for the party, then it wouldn't bother me that everything happened upstairs. But that hasn't exactly worked. Instead, I got hyperfixated on it, and then I just thought about all the other rooms and how they made me think of you. What, on the couch, or? Well, I mean, it's New Year's Eve, and I didn't really want to start the new year alone. Honestly, I couldn't tell what was worse, that or how I would feel when I saw you. What? No, sorry. I didn't mean it like that. I don't mean that the idea of seeing you is that awful. It just, I didn't know what seeing you would make me feel, and I knew when the inevitable happened, I wouldn't be able to ignore those feelings. Would I be angry? Happy? Scared that I feel nothing? Well, the verdict is that I hid in a pantry. Scared feels like the most accurate, but I also feel pain. Yeah. Seeing you hurt, which is why I immediately felt scared. I felt a wave of pain because when I first saw you, I immediately remembered every single detail of those 2 nights, and well, it hurt. It hurt a lot. Then I considered how you might feel when you saw me, and I thought that if I stayed out of your way, then your night wouldn't be ruined, but here you are sitting on the couch looking miserable. No, you're not enjoying yourself. I know you, and if you were enjoying yourself, then you'd be socializing, but instead you're here. More importantly, it seems like you've talked to me longer than anyone else here tonight, and that doesn't exactly scream you. Yes, I do know you that well, even when I don't particularly want to. Meaning, I know you. And I still said the things that I said that night, and I regret it all, and I'm so unbelievably sorry. You deserved better than that. No, you didn't. Why do you think you deserve that? Okay, look. The way you treated me wasn't your finest moment. That doesn't mean you deserve to be treated just as poorly. So, in return, that definitely wasn't my finest moment. Yes, I was hurt. No, it's not fine. You hurting me doesn't cancel out the fact that I hurt you. It doesn't make us equal either. It just means that we both should know better because we both deserve better. Ugh, I don't know if that makes sense, but I swear that it did in my head. Your hand is on mine. We have officially made physical contact. Does that mean we're making progress? I missed you too. Look, I might regret asking this because it hasn't always gone well, but can we talk things out together? Away from all the people, just... I promise that if you want out, that I won't even talk to you for the rest of the night and I won't bother you again. I need to talk this out with you without it being like the last two times. I need to make this right. Yeah, sure, upstairs, just, that's fine, just as long as it's not the same room, because that might be a bit much. yeah, I'm sure the coat room exists somewhere. Yeah, I've been okay, well, as okay as I can be considering everything. You know how I can be. Are you okay? You're good? Are you sure? Why have you been worried about me? Well, I've been worried as well because, like you, I know you. I know sometimes you get a bit isolating, hence the being alone on the couch all night. I would have talked to you sooner, but I couldn't tell if talking to me would make your night worse. And I've been even more worried with how long it's been. Yes, it has in fact been 2 weeks. Well, 2 weeks and one day. When you're really upset, time stops existing. Whereas with me, sometimes it's all I can focus on. And I have been more than aware of time since last month. No, it's fine. It's just, it's how I am. I'm fine, though. Yeah, this room's fine. Okay, where to start? I'm sure we both have things to say, so how do you... Ladies first. Well, aren't you kind? Okay, so I haven't exactly prepared what I'm about to say, so it might be a bit messy and really all over the place. Is it though? Because I really don't want to say the wrong thing and then make things even worse than they already are. I don't know how I would manage to do that, but I'm sure I would, you know, probably succeed. Okay. Okay, so first of all, the night that you showed up at my place, I wasn't prepared to see you at all. Like, ever again, for that matter. And I guess seeing you for the first time since, well, you know, seeing you scared me more than I was ever expecting. It actually felt like my heart had dropped into my stomach when I opened the door. Honestly, I have no idea what I was expecting, but it certainly wasn't that. I thought that I would move on and realize that you actually didn't mean that much to me, or... at least, I was hoping. Yes, I was hoping. I know that sounds awful, but... Before you showed up that night, I had convinced myself that the entire reason you never talked to me again was because you would realize that you didn't actually want me in your life. That me being away somehow made things easier or better for you, so yeah, I was hoping I'd realize you didn't mean much to me anymore. Or at least get to the point where I could return to some fake happy existence or something. Seeing you just confirmed things for me. Literally, at the worst time for me emotionally. What I mean is, you were supposed to let me go. I wasn't at all expecting you to show up, and because of that, I got incredibly defensive. Like, I even needed to protect myself from my own feelings, as well as yours. So I got aggressive real quick, and then irrational over every single thing, and then everything was just swirling around in my head like I was drowning, so I acted out, and I apologized for that. I was drowning because within the span of 6 months, you had broken my heart twice. And when you told me that you couldn't get me out of your head, I felt the exact same way. Everything, and I mean everything, kept reminding me of you, and it was killing me. I was afraid of how you might actually feel about me, so I was trying to protect myself from you. And I knew that I would eventually see you again, and I wanted to be prepared. I needed to be prepared. I needed to know that I could see you again and not show how I was really feeling inside. I wanted to know that I could see you with someone else and not break all over again. Or see you look at me with an empty expression like I never meant anything. I was just trying to prepare myself for every possible scenario. Yeah, so when you showed up, it was something I was not expecting. And it put me in full defense mode. I wasn't even close to ready, so I had to act on instinct, and every single instinct inside of me told me to run and get as far away from you as possible, but I couldn't leave my own apartment. Yeah. Pushing you seemed like the only option at the time. Honestly, the whole thing felt like a fever dream. Like, I was watching myself do all those things and saying all those things, but I wasn't in control. Part of me didn't even want to talk to you tonight, but I couldn't end this year with you thinking that I hated you, because I don't. I didn't even hate you before, I couldn't. Maybe it's just me being selfish, but I'm not fully ready to lose you quite yet. Even if it means that we are never anything more than friends. I hate not having you in my life. And I know you might not return the feelings, but that's where I stand. I miss you. And I still care about you so much. Of course, you can ask me anything. What? No. I haven't moved on at all. I know I said some things that night, but I lied when I said I felt nothing. Truthfully, I feel everything. And that's absolutely terrifying when you have the ability to break my heart more than ever if I expose that. And basically, in my mind, all I could think about was how you hurt me, so I hurt you back. I know, and I am so sorry. I know that I said I was trying to protect myself, but by doing so, I ended up proving to you exactly why you had a reason to be scared of getting hurt in the first place. I knew how much you were trying to avoid that, and instead, I used it against you, which I shouldn't have, because you trusted me. It might not have been completely intentional. No, I'm not making excuses, because no matter what I say, it doesn't make it hurt any less for either of us. I'm sorry. I hurt you, and I'm so sorry. No, it's not okay. None of this is okay because no matter what, we still hurt each other. I hurt you because I was scared, just like you did. I mean, I'm sorry. You told me you weren't scared, and I don't want to invalidate that. What was I right about? You were scared. You know, I thought you were, but you were just so insistent that I thought I was imagining it. Can I ask why you were scared? Was it because of me, or was it because of her? You know, I used to promise myself that if I could be lucky enough to have a relationship with you, I would never make you feel the way she did or hurt you like that. And instead, I went and did it before there was even a relationship. I know I'm going to apologize so much during this, but I still mean each one. You deserved so much better than that. You may understand why I did it, but again, that doesn't suddenly make it right. I realize that you weren't the main problem, just like I wasn't. We both are. Like, together. We both brought things, and we both did things that we regret, and I certainly regret speaking to you the way that I did. I became well aware of that after I slammed the door behind you, and then I felt sick to my stomach because I had already accepted that I lost you. But I didn't feel the loss of you until then. What do you mean, why didn't I come after you? Well, probably the same reason you didn't come after me. You had the chance to, and instead we both stayed. Exactly where we were, and we distracted ourselves with other things. You went to other girls, and I did other things. Like, I distracted myself with anything that could take up space in my head. Organizing, binge-watching, binge-eating, work, literally everything that I could do that didn't somehow remind me of you. You don't have to be sorry about that. We both fucked up. And I don't know, maybe it was something that would have happened eventually. Because you never let me all the way in. Well, you tell me things that you may not have told other people, but you still somehow keep your distance, like I'm going to hurt you. And though I never had any intention in doing so, I still did when you showed up. So, though I'm complaining about you never letting me in, I'm also explaining exactly why you have every right not to let me in. And I am so used to taking things out on myself, you know? I don't hurt other people. I just hurt me. You've pointed that out before. So, I guess the shock of you showing up triggered something in me, and all I could do was think about how I felt when I left the party, and I just knew that the only way I was going to survive this encounter was if I defended myself like I never have before. I just had to protect myself any way I could. And unfortunately, that meant hurting you. I mean, yeah, I was absolutely furious that you were there, but you have to understand where all that pain was coming from. What? Yeah, I know I hide my feelings. What's the point? Wait, you don't want to assume what my feelings are anymore? Meaning? Okay, that's fair. I should just tell you so there isn't a misunderstanding. Okay, I like to think that I don't, but you're right. I do hide my feelings more than I realize. Okay, I felt like I was being used by you. Because you would let me believe that there was a special thing between us. And eventually, it would turn into something more, but whenever it came to doing anything about it, I felt like I was being led on. Part of me fully believed that anything you might be feeling could have just been because that's everything you had left to give me. Like, that was the most you could ever love me, if you loved me. Okay. But you saying that is still new to me. Because for the most part, I questioned your intentions. And I did that, like, a huge part of the time. And that was draining. It was so draining. And it felt like I was always trying to give you my all. So you at least knew where I stood, you know? But you didn't give me the same in return. And that might be stupid of me to assume that you would, but I just kept on waiting. So when you show up, I did feel like it was because you didn't have someone to go home with, so you turned to me. And the more I thought about it, the more I realized that even if you're just not good at showing certain things, you didn't always do much to show I meant anything. Because being there for me when I needed you, well, I always appreciated that. You always seemed to go above and beyond as a friend, but when it came to anything more, I don't know. I thought that for a moment, all these things that I was experiencing with you, like, it's all in my head because there wasn't any proof to back it up on your side. Yes, there is more, I'm sorry. I am, though, because here I am monologuing, and I know you asked me to explain, I don't know. Okay. At the moment, I never considered what you were going through. And up until that first night, I always considered how you were feeling or what you had going on. Acknowledging my own feelings isn't easy for me. You know that, which is why I do hide certain things, because telling you how I felt, well, doing that almost destroyed me in a way. Because I had been holding on to them for so long, and then it all came out at once. So when you showed up, I put myself first for the once, and again, I didn't want to be hurt, and especially since I spent almost that entire month where we barely talked, just wondering when you would, or even if you would ever speak to me again, or look at me the same. I missed you so much. But I tried to force closure on myself by trying to accept that you were done with me. And it took so much to get to that point. So when you show up, it was like that progress was being threatened. And I would have to go back to the start. But I hated it. I hated it because I already thought I had lost you. All because I loved you. But then I actually ended up losing you because I couldn't accept the possibility that you might actually love me back. Yes, we will happily accept a hug right now. Even now, just being in your arms, just feeling your arms around me, I missed you so much. You're not just saying that? Even when I was acting like I hated you, all I wanted was for you to wrap your arms around me like this and tell me that everything was gonna be okay. No, I don't hate you. Not even a little bit. I love you. All of you. Even the parts that annoy the fuck out of me, because sometimes they can be my favorite things about you. I also want to make it clear that I know what you went through. We talked it all out, and the fact that you even trusted me with that, it made me... All I wanted to do was protect you from it all. I wanted to believe that holding you like this would make everything okay for you again. I wanted you to feel safe with me. That's all I ever wanted. Even if I could never fully have you. What do you mean you did? You felt safe with me? Wait. Even when you thought you hated me, like, at the very beginning. I felt that too. It actually pissed me off so much that I felt safe with someone I thought that I hated, but maybe even then you took up a big place in my head before I even realized. You know, for the last 2 weeks, every night before I slept, I would replay both nights over in my head in perfectly annoying detail. And I kept trying to think of some way I could have changed the outcome. If you ran out to me, if I insisted on staying, if I didn't shut you down when you finally felt comfortable enough to tell me how you felt. If you had called me during the month of silence, if I had found the courage to come see you the next day. I kept playing the what-if game in my head and it started to consume me. You did the same? Well, that's just depressing. We both hurt each other because we're scared. You hurt me first, then I hurt you. Neither one of us is the victim or the villain. We're just so stuck in what we think we deserve, which isn't that much. We didn't think we deserved one another, so we acted out, or we didn't act at all. But we're here now. And maybe having this real conversation, we can finally understand and repair this before it's too broken to fix. Is it too late to fix? No. You're sure? Because I don't want to force something onto you like this and make you feel obligated to follow through with it just because you don't want to hurt me. I would rather we work on our friendship if that's the case, so please don't say this if you don't mean it. Okay. So you mean it because you haven't ever kissed me like that before. I know that we still have to discuss your thoughts on what happened, but I'm taking a pause to tell you how much I love you, and I do. I love you so much. What? How am I possibly the most important person in your life? I don't deserve that title. I earned it months ago. Okay, well, give me time to re-earn it again, because properly, I mean, I need to properly earn it, because you shouldn't just hand it to me. Deal? I never want to lose you again. You don't. If you don't want to lose me, you don't have to lose me. Because you mean the absolute world to me. And when I think about not having you in my life, my heart aches tremendously. Even right now, because being in your arms like this feels like coming home. And I just want to stay here forever. You know, when I felt the loss of you, it felt like I had somehow lost everything. You're not losing me either, especially since I got all pretty tonight just because I was going to see you, but instead I look like a damn clown because my mascara is running down my face. Hey, what? I'm not beautiful. No. Damn it. You know what? That's one of the reasons I get nervous around you. Because you go and you tell me that I'm beautiful. And all I want to do is believe you, so it's like, if you say I'm beautiful, then I must be. Do you hear that? Jamie's yelling at everyone to shut up so they can start the countdown. Will you kiss me at midnight? Because starting the year off with you, that's all I want. I'm all you want. Fine. We can start the year together and then figure out where we want to go from here. We can decide how we want to handle this and what step we want to take. Does that sound good? Because we seem to be in agreement right now, but I still don't want to force you into anything, and I know I'm rambling again. They are counting down, aren't they? I love you. Yeah, I'm ready. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.